Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today, I want to speak plainly about a problem that is already forming, but has not yet reached public crisis. It is not a software problem, it is not a market cycle, and it is not a question of innovation speed. It is a continuity problem. In every modern system of governance, law, science, defense, finance, public safety, now depends on persistent digital memory. And for the first time in history, that memory is scaling faster than the energy systems that support it. It is no longer episodic computation. It is a continuous infrastructure, always learning, always storing, always online. In today's infrastructure architecture, memory is not passive. Every retained record requires continuous power, cooling, refresh cycles, and repeat migration. At scale, memory becomes a permanent load on the electrical grid. This would be manageable if energy supply were expanding freely. It is not. Today, the United States generates approximately 4.2 petawatt hours of electricity each year. Against that baseline, under conservative assumption, electricity demand grows at roughly 2.5% to 3% annually, and generation capacity grows at closer to 1.5%. That gap is not theoretical. It produces predictable stress points. First, emerging stress. Then, structural risk. Then, systemic constraint. These are not blackout scenarios. They are governance margin failures, moments when systems lose flexibility, forcing emergency decisions. When grids operate under constant stress, nations rely on stopgap measures, emergency generation, high carbon peakers, accelerated permitting. These choices are not failures of leadership. They are architectural inevitabilities. The result is higher cost, greater volatility, and increased geopolitical exposure. This is the context in which memory becomes strategic. Around the world, nations are diverging in AI strategy maturity and infrastructure readiness. This divergence is an early signal, not a judgment. Artificial intelligence increasingly functions as a force multiplier, enhancing a nation's capacity to anticipate, manage, and respond to crisis. In that context, energy devoted to AI systems is best understood not as simple consumption, but as long-horizon investment in national capability. Before conflict, before scarcity, before crisis, data and compute begin behaving like strategic inputs. If memory requires continuous energy, it silently competes with hospitals, homes, and industry. That competition is unsustainable. The global memory standard addresses this problem structurally, not behaviorally. It introduces a new class of infrastructure, the quantum embedded memory crystal, or QEMC. QEMC is a permanent, non-biological memory substrate. Once data is written, it can persist for centuries or longer without refresh cycles, without standby power, and without thermal scaling penalties. After inscription, QEMC requires effectively zero operational energy. Memory is decoupled from the grid. This does not reduce AI capability, it reduces baseline electrical load. Cold data, archives, compliance records, historical baselines, model lineage can be removed from 24/7 semiconductor systems. The result is threefold: lower minimum grid demand, smoother long-term planning curves, reduced reliance on emergency capacity. In systems engineering terms, QEMC is a stability multiplier. It removes load without removing capability. And that combination is rare. Therefore, rising electricity demand does not have to be a liability. When paired with efficiency and architectural optimization, it becomes national capability. Artificial intelligence increases productivity per unit of energy. QEMC ensures those gains are not canceled by unnecessary retention overhead. The global memory standard is intentionally neutral. It is open architecture, sovereign respecting, any nation compatible. It does not impose restraint. It removes incentives for competition by design. Stability is achieved not through enforcement, but through structure. This is not a storage proposal. It is continuity infrastructure. It ensures that artificial systems do not compete with human energy needs, that national memory does not depend on perpetual consumption, and that governance remains sovereign across generations, not product cycles. In an age defined by intelligence acceleration, the question is not whether we can compute more. It is whether we can remember wisely, without exhausting the systems that sustain civilization. This is the work of permanence. And permanence is the foundation of stability.